The Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
And Josh has also got a special guest too, because we'll have to get him on now too, because he want to walk away. Josh, I'll let you introduce and fire off.
Yeah, Reed Adams has been good enough to come straight for the rooms. Reed, congratulations on the victory, mate. You must be wrapped. Two consecutive weeks and two really good wins.
Yeah, I think we're going to build nicely. As Carso said, a lot of young boys coming through, so probably took them a week to get up to speed of GFL football. I remember it being a fair old shock playing against men for the first time. So, yeah, I think we're coming along nicely.
How much are you enjoying playing with those younger guys? You're not an old fella yourself by any stretch, but there's plenty of young guys coming through from the Colts system. How much do you enjoy playing alongside them?
100%. I love watching Louis Antonak run away from blokes. It's not something I'll ever be able to do. So, and I think it was mentioned before, but Jack Mullen's strength around the ball, Ollie was unreal today. Henry Walsh competes, and then Paddy DeGrandi's just a workhorse up forward. Who else? There's too many to say, to be honest.
Harry Smith is pretty good on the outside.
Yeah, yeah. Harry's been in the senior level for a couple of years, and he's just been building to senior football, and it's really consolidated his spot now. So. Yeah, reward for effort for Harry.
You walked over, Reid, with your left boot off. No wonder, because you had a fair few kicks today. It went all right today for you. You felt like, it was as the coach said, it was pretty hot there early.
Yeah, I was blowing up, to be honest, pretty quickly. But
just be careful. The coach is still behind you, so you don't want to say too much.
I got through all right, to be honest. So was hot, and I think we felt it, a few of us. I don't think too many blokes were running around too well last 5 minutes of the last. So
you seem as a team to be pretty fit. Like, you always had a pretty good pre-season in terms of running ability, and obviously the younger boys will have that as well. But you all seem to be pretty fit across the ground.
Oh, since the time I've come back, we've had Ryan Lester at Joey's, and his knowledge around strength and conditioning has been huge for us. I think. Prepares us brilliantly in the off season. It's not too hard. It's never boring, and everyone enjoys rocking up to training. So, yeah, I think we get the reward for effort throughout the year, and we probably get 40 blokes to training every night over summer. So, yeah, I think we reap those rewards.
Great. Not only were you fantastic around the ball, stoppages, all that sort of work, but you hit the scoreboard as well, which is really important, obviously, for a midfielder to be hitting the scoreboard. But walk us through that goal you kicked where you took them on, electrified the crowd. The boys down the other end, you could hear it echoing through the K-Rock van today when you played on and kicked that goal on the run. It was a little bit of a floater, but it went through.
Yeah, I got to be excited there. I was 35 out, and I knew I couldn't kick the distance, so I thought I'd take him on, and somehow went through. I did not hit it sweetly. I'll take it.
I'm pretty sure you'll be up there with the goal of the day today. For sure. Yeah, absolutely.
No, well done. Next week, St Mary's, big game again. So it keeps going, doesn't it?
Yeah, yep. Tough start to the year. I think that's where we like it. I think it's 11 in a row, so usually we get another break in there. But, just keep backing up. St Mary's obviously played a lot of finals against them, and I think they're probably the premier team at the minute, so good test again. We'll see how we go.
Fantastic. Well done today. Congratulations and good luck for next week.
Cheers, fellas.
Cheers. Right, thanks to Reid Adams. Thanks, Buzz, for getting Paul Carson and getting Reid Adams as well this afternoon.
The Geelong Marine World post-match interview.